Intercept.
Elliot, please send in my next appointment. Are we still waiting on one? My notes show that there should be two of you.
Yeah, I don't really know why. I'd actually rather talk with you privately, if that's okay. I'm the one who filed the complaint about Bushy Bill being too rough during the brawls with the McLinty gang.
And you're uncomfortable doing so in his presence? Unfortunately, my schedule is very full, and that would require rescheduling.
Yeah, it's that, but also a new thing as well.
Sorry I'm late. I was talking to McLinty's planning an ambush. And had to look after the town folk.
Marion, we've discussed this. Let's go ahead and leave Bushy Bill out in the hallway. You can just be yourself in here.
Sorry, ma'am, but I have a job to do. And once I step from that parking lot into these here grounds, well, I'm Bushy Bill.
The parking lot is actually what I'd like to talk about, and your name is Marion?
In the parking lot is fine, and on the grounds is great. That's what we pay you for. But in here, I need to talk to Marion.
Yes, I'd like to speak with Marion as well.
Okay. I guess I can do that. But I ain't real comfortable about it.
Great. Well, first of all, Sydney here has filed a complaint against you for being too rough during the McLinty brawls.
A soft man ain't never been much help to the townsfolk before.
You held onto my wrists and did two full spins while I was horizontal, and then you let go and flung me into a light post. I cracked two ribs!
Well, I warned you to stay out of the saloon.
It's not even an Old West move. You never see two full horizontal spins in Old Western movies.
Marion, he's right, and you know it. Now, can we please cool it with that?
I suppose so.
Good. We run an old-fashioned, Old West theme park, and I want everyone to get along. Is that it, or would you like to discuss your other concern as well?
I guess. I mean, I'd rather do it without Marion here. I guess while we're all here, and you did bring up the parking lot, I was wondering if you could ask him to not park in my space?
I've actually been meaning to address this with you, and there are no assigned parking spaces, so how do you mean that he's parking in your spot?
Well, right. There aren't assigned spaces, but there are those three spots reserved for oversized vehicles. The horse trailer usually takes one, the trailer for the stagecoach takes one, and I need the third one for my Dunkerino mobile.
Uh-huh.
Buy a smaller car, hippie.
And every day, he gets here first and parks his little trike thing in its place. Then I have to park way out in the dirt lot and take the tram in, and it sometimes makes me late.
Little trike thing? Marion, are you parking a bicycle in a large vehicle space?
It's my Trioco. Jeez, Cherry.
It looks like if a recumbent bicycle could be a car.
But it has an engine, or you pedal it?
She's street legal.
It's a car built for one person. You don't need the space. You could park it in the motorcycle spaces. I need it.
Can't let her get scratched. Jeez, Cherry.
Ugh. Can I just say how bizarre it is that the same person who helicopter throws people into light poles also drives a roller skate for a car?
Okay, let's all just cool down. Marion, please park your
Trioco.
Trioco in the compact spaces. We can even potentially open a garage space for you since you have been with us so long. And your Dunkerino mobile, it's caused some commotion here with the higher-ups.
My car has caused commotion? Parked way out in the dirt lot?
Well, as you know, Rusty LaRue's Rootin' Tootin' Ranch House has proprietary rights on the Dunkerino rolls.
Yes, they're delicious. But I have no connection whatsoever to my Dunkerino mobile. I won it in a raffle. I'm not legally allowed to sell it or trade it in for 2 years. I'll be honest, driving a Dunkerino mobile isn't, and never was, a goal of mine.
Well, be that as it may, I'm sure you're aware that here at Rowdy Patuka's Wild Western Funtown, a Carnickel property, we are embroiled in a bitter dispute with Rusty LaRue's. As such, we've had to sever ties with Rusty's and their Dunkerinos and partner with Madame Diane's.
Not a fan of her dunkable rap morsels.
Yeah, they are pretty terrible. Are the Dunkerinos coming back?
Not anytime soon. And in the meantime, we think it might be in the best interest of everyone if you were to, adjust your vehicle from a Dunkerino mobile into more of a wrap morsel.
And how should I do that? Should I take it into a shop and pay them with the minimum wage you pay me? Or should I learn how to build cars?
I don't appreciate the tone.
I'm being serious. Do you know how expensive it is just to keep gas in it? No buses come out here.
We'd be willing to give you one share of stock. You could play the market and sell it to potentially offset the costs.
I follow your stock. It's currently worth less than one tank of gas.
You can ride in my Trioco. It seats too.
I find that very hard to believe. I'd have to sit behind you. Would my legs straddle your seat?
Kind of.
Well, there you have it. That's a workable solution. Thank you, Marion. And Sydney. Unfortunately, going forward, we will be forced to fine you each day the Dunkerino Mobile is on the property. You can go.
Forced by who? Did you make this decision so quickly? I don't even know where he lives.
That'll be all. Please don't make me call security.
Fine. I'll go. Why did I even bring it up? I should have just kept parking in the dirt lot.
Don't worry. I can drive to you. She's street legal.
I know she's street legal. Thank you, Marion.
We're out of the office, so now you're dealing with Bushy Bill.
Ow! My ribs!
I'm just gonna...
Hi there. I'm Brianna, the owner and maker of Brianna's Handmade Soap. I'd like to introduce you to an alternative to those mass-produced Carnacle brand bars. Those cheap bars are a laundry list of things that make me cringe. Chemical detergents, synthetic fragrances, you name it. Not only are they drying, they strip your skin of its beneficial oils. Take a look at your usual bar. If it says cleansing bar or beauty bar, it's not the real deal. Now, let me tell you about my soap. Real soap, handcrafted by me. No mystery ingredients, just pure, simple, and honest. My handmade soap is a savior for dry and sensitive skin, made with organic plant-based oils that moisturize and nourish. So, why settle for a bar that's pretending to be soap? Treat yourself to the real deal. Visit BriannaSoap.com. That's BriannaSoap.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS for 25% off your first order and discover the difference.
Mr. Felton, welcome back.
I'm back. I can't really believe I made it back.
Here, take my hand. Just go gently. Come on out.
Whoa, cool body art. Are those seashells?
Thank you. Yes, they are seashells, crudely attached with resin and tree sap.
Sounds like you had quite an adventure.
I did not! Where's your bathroom? I just need to take a hot shower and get these things off of me.
It's just down the hall, and we'd love to get you in there. But first, we just need to get some info for your exit paperwork.
Please! You can't imagine the pain I'm in! That was the worst trip of my life!
You traveled through time! That must feel good!
Our machine here really got you to your destination and back?
Please,
that's great.
Please! For the love of God, do I look like I feel good? And why do you sound surprised by that? That's what I paid for!
Pardon us, Mr. Felton. We'll get you in that shower just as fast as we can. We didn't mean to sound excited. We're just trying to make the best out of your most unfortunate situation. It says here that you wanted to visit somewhere near the Yucatan Peninsula in a window of time plus or minus 200 years from the date we refer to as 1500 AD. Is that correct?
Yes! I was interested in ancient civilizations! Please, hurry! Why can't we do this after I've showered?
To make sure you haven't violated any of the conditions of your contract. You know, things like smuggling back treasure and contraband.
Do you think if I was smuggling these precious shells back, that I would glue them to my naked body? You think I'd make it so that I could barely walk? So that every step feels like 1,000 knives digging into my skin?
The faster we get through this, the sooner you can shower. It's just part of our standard procedure. It really worked.
Why do you keep saying that and sounding surprised?
Well, it is time travel. It's a bit of a miracle every time, isn't it? These shells, you went because you were fascinated by Aztec culture. Is that who did this?
I don't know who did this. Only that they're evil.
You didn't see who did this?
Oh, I saw. I saw it all. I just have no idea who they are or were. They looked nothing like the Aztecs. They were tiny little human-looking creatures, albino white, with big blue eyes. They wore no clothes, had little teeny mounds where the genitals should have been. And all they ever said was, Bob, all day long. Bob, 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 Bob. Does this sound like any culture you've ever heard of? What year did you send me to?
Bob? Albino white? That doesn't make any sense or sound like any culture I've ever heard of.
And you know we can't disclose the exact year. For reasons dealing with the risk of the future being altered, we can only send you to an approximate time.
So you sent me to the time of the psychopathic tiny Bob people? Vicious little albinos. Why?
We didn't send you anywhere intentionally, just to a relative time period. If we sent you to a specific time, and you happen to know about a treasure that was discovered on that day, something along those lines, the risk of altering the future would be too high. The Aztecs didn't do this to you, I understand that, but why would the Bob people do this?
I have no idea. Because they're insane? I think they thought I was a god.
Why would they think that?
Probably because I was like 2 feet taller than them. I have no idea. I just know that when I first saw one, I was so stunned. I just stood there frozen. And the next thing I know, I was naked, tied up to a post in what must have been their village.
And they were bowing in front of you. That's why you thought you were a god. Is that when they started gluing shells on you?
No! That's when they started.
Started what? Worshipping you?
Can I please just take a shower? I'm in so much pain.
The sooner we get through this...
Having sex with me! Okay? That's when they all started having this raw, unbridled sex with me!
So you did have a fun trip.
Dude.
It was not fun. It was horrifying. I did mention the mounds for their genitalia, correct? Because they climb up on a stool and rub that against me. All of them. Constantly rubbing. And I had no idea how to tell the males from the females. Just rubbing and touching and looking over their shoulders at me, smiling. Oh, that smile.
I want to believe you, but if this type of society existed, especially so closely in time to the Aztecs, it would be in the fossil record.
I think their bones were made of cartilage or something. I saw them fall from the tops of trees, from like 50 feet, slam right into the ground, boom, and just bounce right back up, smiling. Oh, smiling, those little smiles.
And then they'd come over and climb the stool and rub their mounds on you?
Yes, the faster they went, the more their little mouths would creep open and smile, these little insane open mouth smiles that will haunt my dreams for the rest of my life. Tiny, sharp, little teeth. Oh, those teeth!
And the rubbing felt good? Did you...
What's wrong with you? Did I have a biological and physiological reaction? Yes, okay? Yes, I'm a monster! Yes, but it was still horrible!
Ugh, gross.
But where did the shells come in?
Well, after none of them got pregnant, thanks to the sterility procedure you made me undergo.
Well, you can see how someone fathering children while back in time would have the capacity to greatly impact the future. The temporary sterility is imperative. And did you want to father children with them anyway?
Of course not. But because I couldn't, they decided to perform a bunch of rituals trying to increase my fertility. First, it was one shell. You can't imagine how it feels to look down and see a smiling, elderly creature with tiny, sharp teeth grimacing up at you while gluing a seashell onto your pelvis.
That sounds pretty awful.
You think so?
And not to insult your pain tolerance, but it doesn't sound that painful.
Oh, all of a sudden you're an expert. Try having hundreds glued on you. And that wasn't where the pain started. The next step in their little strategy involved putting flower stems into my urethra.
Oh, God, what?
I think I'm going to vomit.
Oh, does that not sound too painful, Mr. Pain Tolerance? And while I never learned their full language, I do know that bob means put another flower in the pee hole.
Please stop.
Just let me take a shower.
How many did they, how big is
it? It's huge. It's like a friggin' windsock now. It looks like a wide-mouthed bass just hanging there, gently gasping for its last breath.
Oh, I think I need to excuse myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. I hope you're okay. It's part of your exit procedure. So you either stay, or I go get to take that shower. In fact, let me take a shower, or I'm going to show you my gaping urethra!
Hey, that is not funny. I think you know that violates not just policies, but also laws about indecent exposure.
Are you sure? You don't need to make sure I'm not smuggling any treasure or contraband in my giant swollen penis? Well, I could smuggle quite a bit in there now. I know it holds a bouquet of flowers.
Fine. Jesus, go take a shower. I need to throw up.
What? No, we still need to know how he escaped, and we probably need to look in that cavernous urethra.
We? No way. If you want to check, feel free.
Hey, there are bars of gold in the storage compartment. Gold coins, daggers.
Keep them. Keep all of it. Just let me take a shower. Please.
Fine, but where did they come from?
I don't know. The Bob people evidently built their village on top of some treasure. I assume something belonging to Cortez.
Oh my God, so you did alter the future. You stole a treasure.
No. They put all that in there. They found my machine and dragged it back to the village to add to their collection. And they started using it as a storage unit of sorts.
And you just happened to escape with it?
Ding, ding, ding. That's right. One of them was on the stool rubbing their mound on me. And I was just about to pass out when the rope broke, and I fell over into the machine. I hit the emergency return button, and bingo! Now I'm here, begging you for a shower.
Fine, go.
Thank you so much. Thank you, you son of a bitch.
We can't keep all this treasure, right?
I don't think so. Would definitely help the company, though.
Hey, Chris, do you think you could run this stuff back and drop it off?
And get my pee hole crammed full of flowers. No way, man.
Fine, I'll go. Cowards.
Woohoo!
Our machine finally worked!
This is coffee as it is, and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
Okay, everyone, let's get going. Thank you for being here. Some of you court-ordered, some of you are new, and of course, Merrill, great to see you, as always.
Feels good to be home. Had a pretty productive week. Broke one knuckle, but for me, that's not bad. Had a bird land on my window. Now, normally, I wouldn't just punch a bird.
Meryl, let's go ahead and save that for Sharon, okay? That's great. That's great. Just breathe.
I don't trust birds either. How do you think secrets get transported from one location to another? I'll tell you, it's not invisible waves. That's for sure, folks.
Okay, so you must be Jetson?
Is that what it says there on your document? Did the puppeteers prepare that for you as they arbitrarily added my name to this list? I can tell you, if anyone doesn't need anger management training, it's me! I'm in complete control of my emotions.
So right now, you'd say that you are feeling normal, calm, and composed.
As a cucumber! And normal resting heart rate is about 190 beats per minute, despite what the puppeteers tell you!
Sorry, I don't mean to barge in, but I thought we were all waiting until Sherry!
Yes, we definitely were. Just need to thank you. We just need to finish checking everyone in. Renee, hi, welcome. Sammy, hi, welcome. Tolik, welcome.
Thank you. It is nice to be here.
I thought we weren't sharing yet.
We're not. Please be patient.
It's nice to be here. Would you also like to know how all of us feel about being here? Or should we wait until we share?
Couldn't agree more. I find it not nice to be here.
Okay, well, that's everyone. And this is a good place to get started. Let's all, as we do every week, work on our breathing. In and out.
What does that mean, as we do every week? Is that a shot at me? Are you saying I don't know protocols? I brought the orange slices. Oh, I am counting the seconds until snack break.
And we are all looking forward to that. Good. Deep breath in and out. Let's just go ahead and focus on controlling our breath right now.
No need. I'm a certified level 10 breath expert. I have the documentation to prove it.
Well, if you'll just humor us, perhaps you can set an example of how we go in and out.
Oh, now he's the teacher's pet. I'm feeling stress. I'm balling my fists. I'm clenching my jaw. I'm clenching my fists. Clenching my jaw. Clenching my fists.
That's okay, Meryl. Just work on bringing back those clenches back to a slightly slower pace, just like the breath. Clench and unclench. Good. And Jetson, if you wouldn't mind showing us what a level 10 looks like, just personally as a professional and an enthusiast of breathing, I would love to see it.
Well, you know, technically level 10s aren't supposed to perform any type of exhibition. Although this might count as an emergency. You know, if you could provide me documentation that you're also a level 10, that's the only way. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Just clench and unclench. Good. I left my documentation in my casual breathing gi, and I forgot to grab it when I changed into my teaching gi, as you can see.
I see. Still going to need that paper. And I don't know if you teach this, but something that has always worked for me, and not that I feel anger, but I take a bunch of dirty laundry, and I punch it into a large tub of soapy water, which, as you can see, I have here next to me. Tennyson tubs, folks. If you're planning to hold any liquid in any container and you don't want cracks to form that eventually cause leakage and an infestation of mildew and mold, which leads to, of course, to poisonous, deadly mushrooms, Tennyson tubs, folks.
We're not sharing yet. I swear to God, it's a country out of my skull.
Just unclench, Meryl. Unclench. And you just punch your clothes in, one after another? Where did you learn this technique?
Self-taught! Once they're punched in, then I punch them into a spin cycle. Then I grab two handfuls, lift them over my head, and squeeze all the water out.
Just squeezing out soapy water all over yourself? Won't that get the clothes you're wearing all wet?
It is obviously performed shirtless. And once they are damp, I spin them around by hand until they're completely dry.
What? Time to share.
Meryl, honey, I think you really need to take it easy. Oh, God, Meryl, your knuckle is really swollen and possibly infected. Jetson, would it be okay if Meryl tried your punching technique into your soapy bowl?
It's a tub! And yes, that's why I brought it! Punch away! Tennyson tubs, folks, they can take a punch!
That's great! There you go! Get it all cleaned up.
The tub is full of blood! That means you've done it properly. Great job!
And you dry the clothes by holding them, compressed between your outstretched hands while spinning around in your yard. Oh, it's time for snack.
Amazing. I think I made some real strides today.
That's exactly how I do it. Bone dry every time. Speaking of bone, that is quite a knuckle wound. How did it occur? The bird bit you? Of course. They love doing that.
No, I had my eyes closed, and I only heard it. So I went to uppercut it, but then I just hit the lock on the windowsill. Turned out that the noise was just from my clock.
Never trust clocks! I've dispatched all of my previous timepieces with sledgehammers for just that reason.
That's a really great idea.
Yeah, today was a real positive all the way around.
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
Message acknowledged.
And now, please enjoy your stay. Thank you for choosing Time Travel Inc.
Incredible. It really worked. I just traveled through time. Hello, history. Don't you even think about it.